He pulled the small velvet box from the shadows around him, opened it for her. Elaine sucked in a soft breath that whispered over his skin. His shadows skittered back at the sound. They'd always been prone to vanish when she was around. The golden necklace seemed ordinary, its chain unremarkable, the amulet tiny enough that it could be dismissed as an everyday charm. It was a small flat rose, fashioned of stained glass, designed so that when held to the light, the true depth of the colours would become visible. A thing of secret, lovely beauty. "It's beautiful," she whispered, lifting it from the box. The golden phthalate shone through the little glass facets, setting the charm glowing. Azrael let his shadows whisk away the box, so she said softly, "Put it on me." His head went quiet, but he took the necklace, opening the clasp as she exposed her back, sweeping her hair up in one hand to bare her long, creamy neck. He knew it was wrong, but there he was, sliding the necklace around her, letting his scarred fingers touch her immaculate skin, letting them brush the side of her throat, savouring the velvet's soft texture. Elaine shivered, and he took a damn long time fastening the clasp. Azrael's fingers lingered at her nape, atop the first knob of her spine. Slowly, Elaine pivoted into his touch, until his palm lay flat against her neck. It had never gone this far. They'd exchanged looks, the occasional brush of their fingers, but never this. Never blatant, unrestricted touching. Wrong. It was so wrong. He didn't care.